Yesterday's Houses by Mavis Cheek. Read by Kim Hicks. And so help each one of us to see in the half-glimpsed truth about someone else's life, the truth about our own. Paul Scott, Birds of Paradise. It is never too late to be what you might have been. George Eliot. A hill is a house for an ant... A hive is a house for a bee. A hole is a house for a mole or a mouse. And a house is a house for me. Mary Ann Hoberman, A House is a House for Me. Marianne Flowers went to a party when she was 17. It was held in a very big house in a quiet suburb of London, a house with a long front path and big bay windows, and a double front door with a stained glass window panel at each side. The front garden was big and overgrown, but, oddly to Marianne, it did not look unpleasantly neglected. It looked interesting and slightly mysterious. Where she lived, if a garden was neglected, it meant it looked shabby and mucky and shameful. This garden must belong to what her mother would call a better class of person. It was early in the year, but already there were shrubs with dark green shiny leaves and white or pink or red flowers. They were as pretty and exotic to Marianne as ballerinas in their tutus. Later, when she came to know about such things, she would discover that they were camellias, and that it was a beauty tinged with sadness, that they were made famous by Greta Garbo in a romantic film in which a brave courtesan dies sacrificing herself for her lover. Marianne would begin her adult life thinking how romantic such things were, and grow into thinking that it was yet another example